Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
I am the number one most impactful artist of our generation. We the real rock stars, and I'm the biggest of all. I just told you who I thought I was. A guy.
I'm really happy for you. I'll let you finish.
Poopity scoop, scoop diddy whoop, whoop de scoop de poop, poop de scoop de scoop de whoop, whoopity scoop whoop poop, poop diddy swoop scoop, poop poop, scoop diddy whoop, whoop diddy scoop, whoop diddy scoop poop. Come on, man.
Is that memorized?
That's how I was supposed to start, huh?
Is that memorized?
Come on, man. You know how I do the lyrics, man. We don't tell them all that anyway. Hey, man, Kanye made a timeless song. You know what I'm saying? All these other songs reference things and events. That stuff's going to go away. You got to understand, Kanye is the artist of the world. He made something that when he goes to Brazil, whoop diddy scoop. When he goes to France, whoop diddy scoop. When he goes to Egypt, whoop diddy scoop. When he goes to Antarctica, whoop diddy scoop. Like, the whole world can sing whoop diddy scoop poop. Everybody can sing that, first of all. Second of all, Snoop Dogg want to talk about Kanye, boom. You know what I'm saying? Snoop Diddy poop. You know what I mean? Right there. Address that. You know what I'm saying?
What
Ebro worried about everybody's bars, whoop diddy scoop. You know what I'm saying? He made a beat so hard. It don't matter what you say on it.
The I agree with that.
Beat,
the beat was great.
Everybody from the beginning. The beat is so amazing. You could say whoop-dee scoop. Whoopity doo poop. You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on, man. Maybe Saint wrote it. We don't know. You know what I'm saying? Whoop diddy scoop. We don't know. I imagine whoever wrote these lyrics, we're not sure if Kanye wrote them. Whoever wrote them got a dog. You know what I'm saying? That's why you would scoop diddy poop. That's clear. You know what I'm saying? There's clearly some dog stuff in there. You know what I mean? I mean, I just think it's genius on another level.
On
and
another level?
People, yeah, on another level. Okay. We're just talking about
Lift Yourself, right? We're just talking about this one.
We're just talking about Lift Yourself right now. I mean, think about it. Okay. This, all right. He's in 1983 with this one. You know what I'm saying? In 1983, Lionel Richie said, Tomboy Lady Moya, hey, Jumbo Jumbo. That doesn't mean anything. What happened was is Lionel Richie asked someone for some African lyrics. They had to tell Lionel Richie there are hundreds of languages in Africa, and then he was like, well, I don't have time, this is due tomorrow, and he made up his own language. All night long, he made up his own language, okay? Same time Thriller came out, Michael Jackson said, mama say, mama sa, mama kusa. This is on the same level, dog. Whoop diddy scoop. You know what I'm saying? Before hip-hop, the first hip-hop record, what is said on Rapper's Delight? Hip hop, a hibby did a hibby did a hip hip hoppy and don't stop. That's what rap is built off of. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Like this is what black music is about, dog. Whoop diddy scoop. Real talk.
All right. I mean, I feel like it's weird that you said it's about dog scooping poop and then said, but this is also what hip hop is all about. That's, I feel like it's.
Come on, man. The double just bus, man. Israel kills out, will sell, shields up, you say, my kids are, this is the kids are, it's like, come on, man.
I can't hate it. I can't hate on it. I realize that I can't listen to the song without a smile on my face, even once. It's like, especially once that verse hits.
He had a point. He was like, these bars, that's all anyone's talking about. ABC News, CNN, everybody. Like,
please don't tell me Whoop Diddy Scoop is on a scroll on CNN.
Whoop Diddy Scoop was on ABCnews.com. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was trending. Come on, man. Come on. Think about the timeline. Bill Cosby gets locked up on Thursday. Friday, we get Whoop Diddy Scoop.
I don't think that was a connected.
He's filling the void. Clearly, Bill Cosby's going away.
Filling the void? I thought he was mostly trolling Ebro.
Whoop-a-dee-scoop. Come on, man. You can see Bill saying that, man. Come on, man. There's no accident that them things happen one day after
I heard he was yelling something on his after the verdict. Maybe that was it. Maybe that's what he was yelling.
Whoop-a-dee-scoop.
Yeah. They said he was saying shit that was like you couldn't understand and just like vulgar to the prosecutors.
You couldn't understand unless you're a genius, man. You know what I'm saying? It's Rob and Ye versus the people.
It's Rob versus Chris versus Ye versus the people.
Yo, first of all, we got to go back to the hat.
Do we? I mean, yeah. I feel like...
Everybody didn't see the live. The live, that was only 24 hours. We got to talk about this hat.
Oh, yeah. All right. A lot of people miss when we went impromptu live on Instagram.
I feel like that hat is the setup for a lot of, you know, it's definitely the setup for Ye versus the people. You can't talk about that song without talking about the hat.
No, clearly he at least, you know, he knew, okay, I'm about to take a position and he knows people are about to come at me for this position I'm about to take. But all right, what's the hardest position I could take? Literally taking this symbol, the most well-known symbol for that agenda, putting it on, flaunting it, talking, shouting out, I got every flame emoji you've ever seen because mine is signed. I got photos with Lyric Cohen and some other dude because mine is signed. And it's all love, which I think is very disingenuous, by the way.
I mean, come on, man. First of all, he's getting a lot of conversations happening. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people expressing to him
but to
why
when?
You should not be for Trump is getting the word out there to a lot of people.
What do you mean is getting the word out to a lot of people?
I'm not saying what he's doing is responsible. It's very irresponsible. But is it necessarily bad? I don't know. Is it necessarily damaging? I don't know. I've never seen...
I'll let you finish. Sorry.
I've never seen a celebrity like... I feel like for the attention he's getting, people have done way more damaging stuff. There's people who have said horrible things about people. There's people who have done horrible things. Kanye put a hat on and said, I love everybody. And I love Trump. I love the way this woman thinks. It's all been love. And it's getting the same kind of attention as if he would have got plastic surgery and cut his whole face off. Or if he would have, like, you know, came out, you know, and did something like controversy. I mean, like, it's insane how little he has to do to get all the attention on him. Well, and to me, that's part of what art is. Part of what art is. Part of art is the statement, but then also another part of art is getting people reeling them in on the statement. I feel like people are reeled in. So then, you know, when he makes a statement, think of all the people on Wednesday who said, I'm done. I'm done with Kanye. I'm done. I'm not listening. And then all those people have something to say about Whoop Dee Scoop. And Whoop Dee Scoop's at the end of the song. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, this is like the gates. Like, those people who made them orange vinyl things that was hanging in Central Park, and it took them like 25 years to do. And people are like, what is it? What does it mean? Why did they do it? It's art. Like, at the end of the day, he is an artist. And we don't know, like, we don't have the full picture yet.
We don't.
We can definitely assess later, but we don't have the full picture. And I feel like Ye versus the people is like, I'm excited.
Okay.
Like, this, like, Good Fridays is back.
I can be excited, but I can also be frustrated too, because. Wow, I'll say that to the last immediate point. I think that people jumping to the end and assuming like, okay, this is what his plan is. I think it's too far ahead because we already know he is, you know, a master at getting attention, at stirring controversy. These are things like these. The formula is different, but the, you know, this is what he does, and it's always going to be different, and it's always going to be controversial in some way. Now, is it art? I do think it is art. I think it actually is. For him, he was tweeting about this guy, Joseph Beuys. I might be pronouncing his name wrong. But, you know, that guy he did performance art himself to mostly as like a kind of analysis on society. And I think that Kanye is taking a look at how society is interacting with celebrities, with people who give controversial opinions, who don't speak to the general notion of what we'll say liberal popular beliefs are, but it's still political art too. And I think once you get into political art, then you cross into a territory where, okay, you know, when you ask like, well, how much harm is it causing? Then I have to ask myself, and I think this is where a lot of frustration is, I got to ask yourself, well, how much do you really care about even potential harm at all? So we're talking about stuff he's putting out there, the hat. We saw today he's apparently, you know, Charlamagne and John Legend got to explain to him how Democratic and Republican parties have evolved apparently over the last, since the Civil Rights era, since the beginning, really. Now, I see stuff like that, and I think all that stuff you put out in the age of spin, in the age of misinformation, all these other outlets and places, and some of them will say are all right, some will say are conservative, some are even liberal. All people in media have the capacity to take what you say and spin it towards a negative agenda. And once it's out there,
but they were
going to
do that anyway.
They were going
to spin it anyway.
But what happens when the spin affects people? What happens to the spin as part of agenda that affects people's lives, though? You know, when you come out,
base stuff off of how people are going to spin it. Yes, do I agree with putting on the MAGA hat? No. Do I agree with the like the endorsing of Donald Trump solely by itself? Like, I love everyone. I love Donald Trump, and not like a laundry list of people. Yeah, I don't necessarily agree with that, but I understand, like, in the scope of things, how, you know, this is the furthest you could go. When you think about, like, people keep going back to, how could the person that made the college dropout do this? If you're a real religious person and you listen to Jesus Walks and you listen to, you know, Breathe In, Breathe Out, and you listen to School Spirit and you listen to all those songs, it's nothing but contradictions. It's nothing but opposing ideas. It's using, like the way people treat Jesus for attention. And if you could do that, why would you not do that with, like, okay, what are the two things that's rude? Religion and politics. He's done it with religion. We've had Jesus. We've had Jesus come out at the shows. We've had ultralight beam. We've done that. Now it's politics. And now people are like, oh, well, now he's crossed the line. Like, with him, there is no line. Like, to me, like, the new Kanye, old Kanye is a silly idea. Like, this has been him. Like, okay,
I agree with
like
that.
Now when I'm thinking about it, like, in hindsight, like, yes, on Wednesday, I was like, oh, man, I'm upset because, like, I feel like, you know, I was in denial when he met with Trump, and I was in denial when he said he would vote on Trump, and, you know, I was in denial, but, like, it's like, dang, it confirms that he is really endorsing Trump, but then at the same time, it's like, no, like, in a world where we've seen people put upside down crosses on everything, we've seen, you know, now all this stuff that was controversial 20 years ago, 30 years ago, all that stuff is mainstream. You go in Target and buy a Metallica t-shirt, some Iron Maiden t-shirt. That's the stuff that was like, don't touch that. That's terrible. That MAGA hat is the new upside down cross. That MAGA hat is the new, like, symbol of just like, no, you can't do that. And for, you know, even the start of our podcast,
I think that's a little
stretched
out.
We're the new rock stars, and I'm the realest of all of them. How is it a stretch?
How is it a stretch? I've never heard anybody say that a Metallica hat is part of hate.
Yeah, because you weren't around 30 years ago when people were scared and when they were having
what were they scared of?
About Judas Priest, about them putting messages for people to kill them. They were saying that they were putting messages in the songs for people to kill themselves.
But I'm not talking about interpretations of music, though. I'm talking about a hat that people have worn while they literally are walking around saying shit like, you will not replace us. You know, when we talk about like spinning cymbals, I don't think it's fair to compare, you know, a Metallica shirt to like we're talking about Kanye, the same Kanye who was walking around who, you know, I did the same thing with the Confederate flag I wore and I spun it for what
exactly.
I'm doing. But that works for you. Don't act like it wasn't just a year ago when you had a dude on CNN jumping over a line to snatch a Confederate flag out of some dude's hand who was preaching bullshit at them. That happened after that. That still matters. That's still a symbol that affects people. They're not taking around, like, they're not actually reassessing all these symbols in the last year or so for no reason.
I understand that totally. I understand that totally. I'm just saying in the scheme, like it's to the point now where it's like, I don't know what he can do for people to truly stop listening. I don't know what he can do for people to truly stop paying attention. Because he's crossed the line where it's like, all right, all these people say they're done, but yet they want to hear what I got to say about Poopy Scoop. You know what I'm saying? Like, all these people say they're done, but then they take
I get that. But
hey,
also,
what do you think about Ye versus the people? And in the scope of things, we know clearly through the text that he's posted from Charlamagne and John Legend that he's not politically astute. He said several times, I don't read. I don't like reading. I make things for people who don't read. I feel, blah, 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 blah. So
does that change your interpretation of free thought?
Who are equally as ignorant who are reading these texts he's posting. Think about the conversations that are being had. Like, I feel like it's...
Wait, what do you mean those ignorant people?
I'm saying that there's some people out there who didn't get that lesson.
That didn't go to ninth grade.
Wrong on the test. Just because you went to ninth grade doesn't mean that you didn't like smile, not talk to nobody, turn in all your homework, you know, copy straight out the book and, you know, fail all the tests and get by. There's plenty of people who it didn't like stick to them. Plenty of people. He's the college dropout, not the high school dropout. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't act like there's people out here who don't know what's going on.
But I do know that there are people who are taking advantage of those people.
Taking two sides and picking two sides, they pick the side that they want. Like, okay, what Chance said was ignorant because it was in defense of Kanye, and you was.
Kanye said the same thing, though.
He's one of those people.
Kanye said the same thing.
All black people don't have to be Democrats, which has nothing to do with Kanye wearing a signed MAGA hat.
But Kanye said it himself.
Kanye did say it himself. And Chance might have been referencing the song.
Is it just as ignorant?
We don't know if he already heard it, huh?
Is it just as ignorant, then? It is.
I feel like that statement aside from defending Kanye is not like I feel like this last election has shown so many flaws in the two-party system. Period.
We have other parties.
Who cares
what
I think about politics? Who cares what Ye thinks about politics? I feel like
people have cared about what Ye thinks about politics for years.
Huh?
People have cared what he thinks about politics for years.
Yes, but at the same time, what I'm saying is, why do I need to know what Sharon Osbourne thinks about what he thinks about politics?
Why do I need
to know what Snoop Dogg thinks about what he thinks about politics? Why does Macy Gray, who has not been relevant since As Told by Ginger, get to weigh in on what Kanye thinks about politics?
Because we have a platform for everybody to express their own ideas. When you talk about free thought, that manifests itself in free speech. So when you say something, other people are allowed to have a response to that. And they're going to if they feel strong enough. Now, you can't just dismiss it all as attacking. Yes, some people are saying some shit that's hurtful and it sucks, but they say that shit I got you see Cardi B's posting about people saying bullshit about her baby for no fucking reason because people are fucking fucked up in the head. I don't know why. But when it comes to this particular thing, people feel strongly for a reason. One of the reasons I absolutely hate him going on about love. Now, on the surface, that's great. But saying we should love everybody is the message that you can get from any after school special. What I'm talking about is he's saying lead with love. But the counter to that is saying you guys are leading with hate. And that's the most manipulative thing I've heard in a long time. Because when you see people get emotional about these things, you call it hate, that's wrong. Because people are not leading with hate. They're leading with care and concern. They care about policy and agendas that's happening, that are being proposed. They care about the fact that the guy in charge of the EPA is rolling back everything while giving himself fucking parties. They care about the fact that Ben Carson is over here making it easy for Sean Hannity to get his real estate portfolio up while he makes it harder for poor people to afford where they live. They care about the fact that women's rights and citizens that, you know, are threatened to get deported is being used as a bargaining chip every other week. They care about the fact that they've seen this, the president and other people in the administration just be straight up insensitive to issues. I mean, you sat here and watched a guy throw toilet papers at people in Puerto Rico and say, hey, it's actually not that bad, and like slow roll everything and insult officials there. These are things, and people respond to those aggressively because they care. All these, you know, crowdsourcing and fundraising and marching and protesting and shouting, these people are angry. Yes, but they do it out of frustration and care for other people. They care about what happens. That is more love than a blanket statement that's just proposed. That's what I hate about the whole thing. Because it's trying to, when you talk about these ignorant people, yeah, they might take that and they'll be like, oh, these guys are just leading with hate. Because, you know, they care about gun policy and gun reform and things like that. And just because they're trying to, like, attack our politicians. No, they're holding those people accountable. The only way you do that is you have to have presence. And, you know, not everybody is for that. I get it. Some people just want to be the guy at the protest who's like, yo, I'm giving out free hugs. That's fine. Be that guy. But you also have to do things to get things rolling. You have to hold people accountable and you have to act out. You have to. So leading with love and making everybody else the reverse side, leading with hate, is, frankly, to me, bullshit.
I mean, I hear what you're saying. And, you know, I agree. I think that it's flawed from a standpoint of, you know, being aligning yourself with Trump is definitely, you know, flawed. He's definitely an individual that, you know, there's a lot of negatives that he's done before and after being president. There's a lot of things that were brought into light during the election that, you know, Kanye was privileged enough to not necessarily care about or not necessarily, you know, vocalize an opinion on because he didn't have to. Even in the beginning, even in, you know, Kanye's first year is during Vote or Die. You never see Kanye with a Vote or Die shirt on. You know what I'm saying? And that's Bush, who he later spoke out about, you know? So, I mean, I totally understand. And, you know, I mean, as far as like, you know, going behind him and endorsing someone who's called Black Lives Matter, you know, whiners, when there's like, you know, it's not like that's like a past movement. Like that's something that's still going on. That's a movement that is as relevant now as it was 2 years ago, 3 years ago. And it's sad how, like, you know, it just there's more and more, you know, issues. But we don't, like, I feel like Kanye's stepping into a conversation. I feel like Kanye had a lot of people around him that were allowing him to only care about fabrics and sneakers and glue and whatnot. And he's jumping in head first into a conversation. And there is a potential for growth. There is a potential for, you know, him, because I feel like the posting of the text message part is genius, you know. I do like that a lot. I do like that, like, you know, there's a lot, like, some of the most intelligent people in the arts are, like, at his disposal. And he's exposed us so much. And I feel like his blog used to be just so much information just on, like, art and color and design, because that's what he was into. And if he wants to get into this, you know, and to see somebody start from the beginning, it's interesting. I don't know. We don't know where this is going to go. Right now it's in a very crazy place, but, you know, I'm starting to think that maybe Kanye is about chaos. Like, as much as we wanted him, like, he's not Ty Lib. He's not Chuck D. He never was, you know. There was an element of that, but that was like one pizza in the whole pie.
That's also like a different time. Like you said it yourself, you know, where there's things that, you know, necessarily didn't affect Kanye. I mean, that's all, a lot of that is obviously, you know, he's had a lot of success, but isn't a lot of that, you know, just the environment? So when you're in one,
I mean,
but some things.
No, because I feel like it's not the environment, because, you know, okay, Ye versus the people. You know, when he says, you know, would it be better if I rapped about crack, because that's more cultural? Like, we don't ever put trappers on the hook. We never put the drug dealers on the hook, because,
oh, people,
you know,
have tried.
Yeah, they've tried.
But we also never liked Kanye because he rapped about that stuff, ever.
Yeah.
So he already knows the answers to that, because he's like, you've made it. You were the guy who broke the mold, or one of the guys who, like, you're the biggest guy, at least, who broke that mold.
So if you broke the mold one time, what would make you not feel like you could do it again and again and again? You know what I'm saying? Like there were, like, the reaction he probably got when he put that MAGA hat on is like, oh, I've seen this face before. That's the face that I got when I put the polo on. That was the face I got when I put the skirt on. That was the face that I got. You know what I'm saying? He's like, I haven't seen this face before. So how are you supposed to, you know, yes, it's probably.
Ain't nobody look at his polo the same way as they look at a MAGA hat.
I bet they did in the hyper-masculine, you know what I'm saying, Jersey era, white tee. You know, Dame Dash roasting Just Blaze, him remembering it 10 years later and being upset about him making fun of him for wearing a fake jersey days. I imagine it was hell to walk in that building with a fitted pink polo on.
But you also know he had the people who saw it and like, that guy's different. I like that. But who's saying that about, who are the people saying that about the MAGA hat?
And some of those people might have been like, you know what, I'm going to tell them that when everybody else leaves. You know what I'm saying? Like it's probably, that was probably way tougher than walking around with a MAGA hat in an office with a bunch of, you know what I'm saying, rich people who might, you know, might agree, might disagree, but definitely wouldn't say anything about it. Like, I imagine it's way tougher. We got to talk about how this has entered the, like, morning radio wars, though. We have to talk about how
something's going on. I guess Ebro's been on this shit all week.
And I think, personally, it is hypocritical to, like, come on somebody for, you know, come down on somebody for talking about politics to promote their album whenever you talk about that. That is what you promote for your radio show. So it's like, oh man, how could you do this? This is serious. I just told him about this. First of all, Ebro, to my knowledge, is not a journalist. You know, like, for him to quote Kanye and, you know, in a conversation that was personal, I think that these text messages might be a direct. Like, there's a several things that I think are a direct response to Ebro. The text messages, I think, comes from him talking to Ebro on the phone and Ebro quoting him. Did Ebro record him? I don't know. Did Ebro take notes? I don't know. I've been misquoted in print before on stuff that has been recorded. I've had people take stuff I've said on this podcast before, they heard it, and tell it back to me wrong. So I know for a fact that the way that Ebro said that Kanye said some of that stuff might not have been it, okay?
Then he hasn't also been refuted. He's had ample opportunity also
Kanye,
to refute.
Also, Ebro and Charlamagne have a feud that dates back years. So whatever move Charlamagne does, Ebro's going to try to counter that. You know, this has less to do with Kanye and more to do with Charlamagne, okay? Because Charlamagne got the interview with Kanye. So now Ebro's texting him about, you know, you still going to fly me out, and I work for Yeezy, which was a lame thing to do, and Kanye showed y'all. Then Whoopty Scoop might be, you know, the whole old man Ebro, where are your bars, these young rappers, blah, 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 blah. Like, some people think he's commenting on young rappers. He might be commenting on this person who is, you know, presenting themselves as the voice. And I understand his base. I know people who listen to Hot 97, they're not young. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a certain mindset that those people have. They have to play certain songs on the radio, but they also have to, you know, act like they don't like it. There's you know, I have no ties to Power, but at the same time, Charlamagne got the interview. Charlamagne never gave Kanye the donkey of the day. You know, it's like, it's so funny that there's a whole debate about how, you know, bigger things are turned into like us versus them, two sides. And that's basically what's going on with these two radio hosts. They're not, you know,
well, they're both getting played. I mean, they're both getting moved around. Charlamagne gave himself donkey of the day.
Exactly.
Ebro is saying that, you know, he made the, like,
Charlamagne gave himself donkey of the day before he gave Kanye donkey of the day. And we don't know when or how this interview is coming out.
Ebro said that everything that's come out since makes the interview irrelevant.
Yeah, but of course Ebro would say that he has no clue what was discussed in their interview. He's the competition. He's the direct competition. Of course he's going to say
that. I mean, Charlamagne kind of like listed what was talked about.
Ebro said on the radio that him talking about Kanye having opioid addiction cost Kanye maybe $10 million because because of the whole lawsuit from the tour ending, right? What does Kanye tweet? This interview with me and Charlamagne is already $10 million. Maybe it's going to be worth $100 million. Who wants to buy it? Basically, I think that is directly to the New York Post, you know, trying to find out about this opioid addiction in the St. Pablo tour. There might not really be a $10 million deal. That might be him taking a jab at Ebro, who cost him $10 million by outing him without, you know, without saying, hey, I'm going to say this on the radio. Just, oh, you're just supposed to know when you have a conversation with Ebro, he's going to run back and tell the world what you say. So after that, text messages are coming out. Screenshots are coming out. You text something to me, just know it's okay now. Because Kanye is a public figure, everything's got to be a damn public record. Cool. All right. No, when you text me, it's coming out because I can't text y'all. I can't talk to y'all. So I mean, if you text me, it's coming out.
They're both,
I have no problem with that.
They're both the same invasion.
At first it was an invasion, but you know what I'm saying? When John Legend was like, hey, since let everybody know I got a single out. Like, to me, that's acknowledgement of like, all right, I see what you're doing.
He didn't know it was going to happen.
Yeah, but there was no shame. What anything John Legend said has already been tweeted. Has already been
He talked to Ebro. He said it. He was like, when he asked him, like, did you know that was going to happen? He said no, and I was kind of shocked that he did it. But then I'm proud of what I said.
Yeah, there's no shame in John Legend's game. You know, but then you got other people who are reporting wrong, just wrong. You know, like, okay, Wendy Williams said that Kanye's John Legend's boss. It's not true. He was a good music artist, but it was a joint venture. That venture has been done for over 5 years. Anything John Legend has done with Kanye has just been off the strength of their relationship. He's no longer John Legend's boss. He doesn't make decisions in John Legend's career. And the irony is she's making fun of Kanye's fit while she's wearing the 2 Chainz Versace collaboration sneakers. How do you think 2 Chainz would have ever gotten a collab with Versace? How does that happen? How is that not directly like a result of what Kanye was doing?
Let us not be concerned with credit, Rob.
Come on, man.
Kanye said it.
Hey, no, Kanye said it. He's not concerned with credit. This podcast is about credit. Okay? We concerned with credit, all right?
All right, I see.
Now, okay, so what do you think about the album cover?
I have a mixed reaction to it. I haven't given it, I feel like I can give it more thought for sure. My initial reaction was kind of twofold. I am interested in this turn narrative because, you know, that's been a real private affair. But saying that I'm going to forgive this dude and make this my album cover, I want to see it. I want to, but I have to treat everything right now as, you know, I have to kind of question everything. I kind of have to wait to see how things play out. I never want to jump.
I feel like we're going to get something deep. I feel like we're going to go there. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to go there, you're going to go there. Like, deeper than real friends, deeper than anything. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, mama, like really just reach in there. Just like, because I feel like that's incredible. It's crazy. It's an insane idea. Like, some people are like, you know, I would never. Like, you know, he's like, yo, I'm like, love everybody. Even Trump. Even this guy. Like, maybe the love everybody is like, of course I love this person. Of course I love Emma Gonzalez. Of course I love these people. But I even love the person that has affected me in the most negative way. I've even first loved the person that has affected you in the most negative way. Like, we don't know how this is going to turn out. We just know the beginning. Can we talk about Ye versus the people? Because that's when we was yelling at each other on Friday.
We can. But before we do, Joe just passed me this. Apparently, there's an open letter that Kanye tweeted from Jan Adams where it's long. I can't read the whole thing, but he says he's passing on. It seems like a nice message. It seems like, you know, he's appreciates him thinking of him, but he's going to pass on him using the photo. It says he's asking that he please like cease and desist using the photo or image to promote the album. But it seems like a lot of other stuff from here about healing, I think. I'm hoping. It seems like it's going that way. So I think that's moot. But it doesn't take away from what might be on the album.
I mean, if you remember what him saying about that situation on the VH1 Storytellers, to him like posting this, I mean, that's like full circle, you know?
It would be, but it's also just one side of the narrative, you know?
Yeah.
So, speaking of one side of the narrative, let's talk about Ye versus the people, because I got thoughts about
this. Man, first of all, Ye versus the people, you know, Whoopity Scoop was enough. Like, Lift Yourself would have been enough, and I think
that's the better song.
In a world where Kanye doesn't tweet anything and we just get the song, Whoopity Scoop would have been, everyone would have appreciated the humor in it. Loaded with all of this stuff that's going on, I feel like Lift Yourself, like, you know, it still shows Kanye still got his sense of humor. You know what I'm saying? It's still there. You know, and if you think he's serious, you're playing.
The production value is too good for me to not appreciate it.
You said what?
I said the production value is too good for me not appreciate it. Like I said, I can't listen to that song, and for some reason I can't help but like fucking.
Come on, man! You got the sample of Liberty by Amnesty, sped up. Come on, sped up soul sample. You already know how that feels. This song is from '73. Dez, aka Dancer, Boom Boom. That song is from '87. Anybody could have made this beat. Anybody could have made this beat for years and years and years and years, but they didn't. Kanye made it. I feel like this beat could have been on any album. This beat could have been on From the Dropout, Graduation, Late Registration. You know,
it definitely could have been on Life of Pablo.
Could have been on Pablo. You know, I feel like it just. It's that timeless thing, you know? Like, all this is going to be over with one day, but you know it's not going to be over with? Whoop diddy scoop. But let's talk about Ye versus the people.
I mean, you already know my initial reaction is not great. I have had a couple more days to think about what I do appreciate, so I'm not going to lead with the negative. The beat is fucking great.
Come on.
The back and forth with him and T.I., that is a cool concept.
It's a cool concept, and they got it done quick. You got to understand.
That might be my biggest problem with the song. Well, one of my biggest problems.
It came out on Friday.
But why did it have to?
The actual conversation.
Why did it have to?
All the duos, all the people, Run DMC, EPMD, they never had a conversation that in-depth on a record. I can't think of anybody who went back and forth and was really talking about anything other than Positive K, you know, I got a man. Like, that's the only... I can't think of nobody who went back and forth, and that was him and himself. Maybe Give Me the Loop, Biggie and himself. No two other minds come together on complete opposite ideas. Like, this man guilty is conscience. Making Hamilton with his life. Okay, guilty conscience, yeah. But like the end of Guilty Conscience, the part everyone loves where, you know, okay, Mr. Dre, Miss NWA, that is this entire song. This entire that what people love about Guilty Conscience. Like, come on, man.
Are we gonna
T.I. goes there.
T.I. does not go there.
T.I. is making fun of him the entire time. T.I. says, you sound high. Like, he's talking about his drug use. Like, T.I. is going there.
Let me ask you a question.
You're crazy.
Let me ask you a question. What is the song called?
Ye versus the People.
Starring T.I. as the people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who cast the people?
Who cast the people? T.I.'s a worthy cast for the people.
But who cast the people?
Kanye.
Kanye cast the people in this narrative that he's creating for this song. So he can present his side. Now, in my mind, I don't know how the song came out, how they worked on it, so I can't say specifics. In my mind, Kanye's like, look, I'm trying to get my point across from my side. Sick as people attacking me. I want them represented, though, so let me create a role for them. But the role, to me, feels like it's made to set up for Kanye, but we get to hear... our opposition in my mind, the most generalized of ways. Now,
are you crazy?
No.
Are you crazy?
No. How does that not make sense?
It's perfect casting.
It is like, perfect like, casting, but all, it's still casting.
No. You making it sound like T.I. is not one of the most vocal people on Instagram, one of the most people in when it comes to like in rap. To social issues. You act like he didn't put out a whole project about like what's going on as far as like police brutality and stuff. One of the first lines he says is that even if stop them from murdering niggas, like I don't understand how you could sit there and act like T.I. is a Rob Parker, like T.I. is just somebody that you hire to win an argument against. That's not the case at all. And if anything, What was Ye's response to that line? T.I.
What was the response to that line?
Ye's response to that line, I don't remember. I'm gonna pull it up.
The response to that line is, "Bruh, never stop fighting for the people." Actually, wearing the hat, the hat'll show that we equal. So
yeah, that's a flawed response. He didn't win. That's not winning because he said something to respond. He's saying yes, he got it. His point across, but that didn't turn the argument.
It's a song where like there's like accountability is only spoken of in just like talking points.
Come on, man.
Hey guys, how's it going?
There's people who were going like I've heard T.I. go harder than this in like his fucking when he criticizes stuff that's actually going on. That's just me. It just feels like he could have gone harder.
It's just a
setup song.
How could he have went harder? He's like.
There's no specifics in here.
To be a different rapper on this song, I understand that. But what he is, he's exhausted. He's pissed. He's like, I feel like the emotion that's in there, you're not giving him credit for. You know, like T.I., you know, come on. Even when he says, like, you put on a, like, you said, like,
like,
come on, man. And it's on his own song. Like, what's wrong with you?
It's softball to me. And some of this stuff, some of this stuff is just downright insulting. Or not insulting. I won't say insulting. Maybe insulting is the wrong word. I would say even like the first line is like, what? I know Obama was heaven sent, but until Trump, like Trump made me feel like I could be president. You're literally saying, what does that say to you? Because I know what that says to me.
To me, that says Obama was the first black president, but he was also the most qualified for the job. Trump got the job because he's a celebrity. I'm a celebrity.
Trump got the job because he tapped into, in my mind, some of the worst parts of America.
That too.
So you mean to tell me that you were more inspired to be president, not from this troll dude who went on the campaign trail talking mad shit about Mexicans, insulting as many people as he could, telling anybody who stood up and like, yo, I can't stand for this, telling anybody who protested, hey, you see that guy yelling? Kick his ass. Fuck that guy. I'm going to make America great again. I'm going to take it back to where you guys like it. You know, when you could just beat black people up because they were trying to talk too much.
That's not what that statement is saying. What that statement to me is a personal thing. Like, personally.
Is he that pissed at Obama?
Like, he's not saying lyrically I could be Talib Kweli. What he's saying is, I can't be Obama. I can't be a senator. I can't be a community organizer. I would never take the Obama route. What I can do is go from celebrity apprentice to the White House. Like, you're taking it to a whole nother place. And that's what's happening with...
Did I say anything that wasn't true?
You didn't say anything that wasn't true, but you are discrediting that what I'm saying is true. And I feel like that's what's going on here, because that's what happens when you deal with politics. Politics is so loaded. When you put that hat on, you might see it as like, okay, this man figured out how to get in the White House, like it's a I Love Ike button, or like it's a, you know, or it's like the opposite of Dukakis in the tank or whatever. You know, like throughout the years, it's just like imagery in politics that has, you know, caused people to win elections. But you're saying it from, but see, it's so loaded that you'll never.
But you
have
said it was so. You said it had so much
song.
Depth to it. If you're talking about this
it
song
does.
Is in depth, I'm.
It does.
If we talk like if this is supposed to be like a debate,
we're on the first line.
Yes, we're on the first line, but that depth was added by me, as you just said. I added that depth.
No, but that I don't understand. When you look at a painting, there's no words on the painting.
Nope.
So when you're at a museum and people are like, what do you think? You have to base what you think off of your experience.
He said Trump proved I could be president. I look at how Trump became president.
Okay.
So what did I do that was wrong?
Yes. But Trump is a celebrity, right? Obama is a career politician, right?
Yeah.
Obama's the beginning of, in our modern era, presidents with no military experience. Trump is the first president with no military or political experience.
I mean, we know why he has
Kanye
no military
has
experience.
No,
So we know why Trump has no military experience.
Okay. Kanye has no military or political experience. I don't understand how that, like...
I think it's weird that this dude inspires.
You took it somewhere, and I don't understand how that takes away from the art, because you took it somewhere, and I took it somewhere else.
This is a political song.
How that takes away.
This is a political song.
Exactly.
So when
it
I bring up
political
this politics,
song.
I'm looking at the politics. What am I doing
okay,
wrong?
Okay, and then T.I., who is the people, and you are a person... says, yeah, at what cost, though? Don't go against the teachings that Ye taught for.
Well, I'm not saying at any point that T.I. didn't say anything that was valid.
Okay, so then what point are you making?
I'm saying the strength of it.
You just
is,
don't want to like it.
I don't want to like it. If it's going to be a political song in a debate, please go there. But a part of a debate You know, you know how people debate? You know what they do? They take what that person said, they address it, and they counter it. This is a song where people are bringing up, like I said, not to say that they're not valid, but they are essentially generalized talking points. And then they don't counter at all. They don't address what that person said at all.
Yes, they do.
Okay.
You can be president at what part? You, because you want to align yourself with this person that you know, found the worst in America, and, like, you know, let's take it back to the good old days. Don't go against the teaching that Yay talk. Like, I don't understand how that's not.
Here's the whole thing.
Where
he's like, yeah, at what cost, though? Don't go against the teachers that you taught for. Yo, Tip, I hear your side and everybody talk, though, but ain't going against the grain, everything I fought for. What the, like, when he's talking, like, he doesn't address the cost. He just says, I hear you, but I got to go against the grain. What is the grain? Tell me what that is so I know that you understand the severity of what you're talking about.
Outcast, being an outsider, doing what I was talking about before, the pink polo, the skirt, like, what he is grounded. Tip is like the person who's like, you know, what the hell are you doing? What is going on right now? And Ye is trying to get his, what in his mind is going on through. This is how a conversation with Ye is. I don't know if you remember the questions that Zane Lowe was asking, but they had nothing to do with fashion. I don't know if you remember the questions Charlamagne asked him, but they had nothing to do with fashion. I don't remember if you remember what, you know, Angie Martinez was talking about. I don't know if you remember the one Epstein episode. This is how a conversation with Ye goes. So if you mad at that, you ain't going to get what you're looking for.
So I'm mad that a political debate song dodges because that's how Ye talks.
This is not a political debate song. This is Ye versus the people. The people have been saying stuff about what Ye's been doing recently, and this is how Ye responds. So if you have a problem with that, this is not the Democrats versus the Republicans. This is not Lincoln versus Douglas. It's Ye versus the people.
He does have opinions about Democrats and Republicans, though, that get addressed in the song.
That's very true.
And it's a response to nothing.
You are like, but what you're saying makes no sense, because you're saying that, like, they're not addressing each other, and they are. It's line for line.
I address line that you're there, line. But
each
hey,
line is addressing the previous line.
Tip, I hear you, but I'm actually for the people, which is why I made a song about me. It's 3 minutes long.
You want
ain't nothing. Kanye don't.
Sides.
Kanye don't.
I'm
Kanye
sorry,
don't. If he wanted to say something, that he was for the people. Why didn't he just make a song called Kanye for the people?
He did. He gave comments.
If you want some unifying, you want unifying shit, but you've been purposefully divisive.
How did it?
Purposefully divisive to stir up controversy.
I wish I could give you this feeling. On the corner, people. Come on, man. About the people. My daughter found Nemo. I found a new Primo, man. They already made the people, okay?
Nori
this
found
Ye
a bug.
Versus people, dog. Not Common's daughter, man. Come on, man. You want some choosing side unified. It's bigger than your selfish agenda. It's immediately... If your election... ain't gonna stop the police from murder. Come on, man.
It's bigger than your selfish agenda. Tell him why.
He did. He did. What is your problem? You're freaking losing it, yo. You're in a sunken place, dog.
Oh, no. First of all, what is up with this shit where people just get to declare they're out of the sunken place? Why does Kim Kardashian have to tell us that Ye's out of the sunken place? Does she have the keys to the sunken place? Is that why?
The Sunken Places fiction is made by Jordan Peele. F. Jordan Peele was trying to say that Kanye was in the sunken place.
He didn't
all
say
right?
that.
Like, come on, man.
Did he say that?
He said, oh, I'm writing Get Out 2. And
he
put
said
up
he
a
was inspired. He didn't say
that's
Kanye
stupid.
Was in it.
This whole narrative of the sunken place.
How do we
place
know Kanye Get Out? Maybe he embraced the sunken place.
And the sexist ideas of thinking that Kim Kardashian is the reason why.
Oh,
Kanye
I certainly don't think that. I think
ridiculous.
This is probably my biggest complaint with people who call him crazy and blame the fucking Kardashians and be like, "We got to save Kanye." Because I'm like, yo, Kanye is a grown man. Kanye has been saying stuff that people don't always agree with for years. He go say what he say. He is a free thinker. as he says. I don't need to put responsibility for that on things that I disagree with Kanye for, on this, on these women, on this family. That's pointless. He's clearly, obviously, he doesn't seem like he's blind exactly. He might be in some ways ignorant, but I don't think he's blind and doesn't know what he's doing or like doesn't have his functions. I don't think people should, you know, go out of their way to try to talk about his mental health or anything like that. I think he puts the owner's responsibility on himself, and I think that people should too.
T.I. said, yeah, all the genocide and slavery, we should just try and forget, and all that free thought shit, find a better defense. Like, I don't understand. Like, I feel like you got to go back and listen to the song, man.
I listened to it many times.
Like, I don't understand.
Maybe it's because I care too much about the actual issues.
You want Ye to be right, and you want Ye to win.
He's talking about people just reading headlines and not reading the fine print. Well, one, he don't read, admittedly, clearly. And we can see that in stuff we see today. But I care about the fine print. I would like to hear about the fine print in this song.
Yeah, but you don't come to a rap for the fine print. That's silly to come to a 3-minute body of work over a beat for the fine print. That's you being a silly person.
You're holding
this song to a standard that no song can meet.
First of all, I am holding this song accountable because they wanted to come and talk about this specific thing. And when it comes to this specific thing, yes, maybe I demand too much. Maybe I do. But you also said they made it in 2 days. So for me, yeah, I think if maybe it was made in more than 2 days, maybe it would have been better. That's just
me. I think it's great. I think it's one of the greatest rap songs. It's one of the best. I mean, Whoop Diddy Scoop's the verse of the year. Sorry, Future. But I think this is like one of the best rap songs I've heard in a while. I've never seen, you know, outside of 444.
You think a song where
seen,
he says some dumbass shit like all black people ain't got to be Democrats, we got to get off the plantation? Like where that's a point?
Yeah, but T.I., but you don't understand that it's not like he's saying that with no repercussions. T.I. is immediately negating what he said. And I've never seen Michael Jackson never did this. Like, okay, Woody Allen, R. Kelly, all these artists that basically, you know, have had huge controversies, they've never addressed it like this. Kanye addressed it with this art immediately, and that says a lot. I'm very interested to see what this album is going to be like.
I mean, I would have trouble seeing Woody Allen and R. Kelly making their accusations part of the art.
Hey,
I mean, Dave Chappelle made R. Kelly's allegations more part of art than R. Kelly ever will. Pee on You is probably the closest you'll get.
Exactly. Kanye, even though his situation is different, this is, as of right now, this is his biggest controversy. This has been, you know, the most divisive thing he's ever done. And he immediately, you know, was self-aware enough to come out with this song. He didn't have to have T.I.
self-aware and
he could have got somebody to just
I'll definitely agree it's a cool concept.
Throw him softballs. It's a cool concept and it was executed.
I mean, I will say maybe I'm demanding a lot, but like, you know, when you come with a point when he's talking about how, you know, you're saying you're representing dudes that seem cold and cold-hearted with blatant disregard for the people who put you in position. Don't you feel an obligation to them? And then the next line is, I feel an obligation to show people new ideas. Yo, those ideas are more important than those people?
You're mad at Ye. You can't be mad at, but don't be mad at the song.
I'm mad because
you shouldn't be mad at the song.
Yeah, I'm very frustrated with Kanye West.
Guess
but the song failed.
Ye made the song, man. It's not a T.I. song. It's a Ye song.
I know it's a Ye song, which is why, you know, I can't really call it a debate if it's made to set up for one person.
I don't know what you want.
If we both admit that this is all part of a plan, then, you know, a setup's a setup. And so even this to me feels like part of the setup. It just is what it is. How can you have an honest debate if it's rigged from the beginning?
What?
How can you have I can't take it completely seriously as a debate if it's been rigged from the beginning. If it's been set up from the beginning. That just is what it is. And
but whose fault is that? Whose fault is that? There's all these people who are weighing in who don't know they're part of the promotion of this thing. Whether Ebro really knows the master plan or not, whether Charlamagne
he knows
really
that
knows
that he's, that Kanye's got to sell
whether,
something.
Whether you know, it's not about selling anymore. That's what y'all don't understand. Is the game isn't selling anymore. Kanye gets it. The game is not selling anymore. People don't really buy albums anymore.
Oh, I'm not even just talking about albums. I'm not even talking about that.
Stream,
that's a limit.
People stream now. And so the game is, let me check this out. Not, I like this. Not, this is good. Let me check this out. Best believe people are going to check this out.
They're going to check it out. And, I mean, some people are going to like it, some people are not going to like it. But they are participating. And I'm not just talking about selling records or anything either. I mean, he has positions and ideas that he's trying to sell people on. The fact that he's trying to get people to buy into this new thing that he's discovered, even though it's mostly derivative, but whatever.
I mean, whoopity scoop. Scoop de whoop. Poop. I can't wait to. I hope this song's number one. I hope he got to perform it at the Grammys.
That shit ain't getting played in no Grammys. I haven't even thought about when there's going to be a new Kanye tour. What the fuck? I'm still weighing this whole thing. I'm not one of those people who will say Kanye's canceled or anything like that. Because I would like to, I know what I'm upset about, and I'm going to be upset about that. But
yeah, man, let's end this podcast, yeah. Man. I'm gonna let you finish, but man, whoopie scoop,
scoopity scoop,
yo,
poop,
man, that's what it is, man.
We can agree to disagree, right?
We can agree to disagree. F Donald Trump. Like YG said, hey man, hey, if you're out there, you a yay saying, I appreciate the support. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I was real hard on y'all the last episode. That being said, you know what I'm saying? We not 911. You know, if you have a real emergency, you need to call 911. Don't call us for no emergency.
Y'all hit the yay button too much.
We clearly gonna wait till Tuesday to help you out. So if you got an emergency, you better call us on Monday. I'm telling you, that's actually good advice.
Yo, start tweeting suggestions for what y'all want to hear us talk about. Don't just tell us to go talk.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's
send some talking points, and we will try to address them.
Also, if you got MAGA hats, send them to Chris.
No, fuck that. I don't want to. Yo, if I get one MAGA hat to my house, if I start seeing my address on the internet, I'm.
hey. Call up Forever Dog. They'll tell you how to get your MAGA hat to Chris Daniels. Okay.
The producer is shaking his head. I think we got to go. Thanks for listening, guys. Peace.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.